Now, I have been talking about this band all week. Well, in fact, for the last couple of weeks, we've been giving you the chance to score tickets to see Birds of Tokyo at Frio Prison in January. And now I have one of the Birds of Tokyo, Glenn, who plays the keys, does the vocals, makes the band look real cool, to be perfectly honest. Glenn, good morning.
Morning, how you doing?
Oh, it looks so good. It's wonderful catching up with you guys, a proud West Aussie band, as we can see with your new single, Weekends.
Yeah, that, I think the single's given me enough missing home vibes that I'm actually moving back to Perth next week.
What?
I mean, I've been living in Sydney for the last few years. I'm coming back next week.
It worked!
Yeah, it did.
Was that Kenny's evil plan to get everyone back in the same spot?
Quite possibly, but I saw the video clip and I was just like, oh man, I miss everything way too much. I got to come home. I'm through
yes.
it and done.
Well, that, you know, that's a perfect segue into, you know, what is your favourite venue to play in the Southwest? Because you guys are gigging around here generally in a normal year all the time. Where do you love to play?
The hands down favourite venue in the entire world is the Prince of Wales Bunbury.
Listen to that. All of the love. I agree. It's amazing. They are so committed to touring great live music, which is really great to see for us in the Southwest. And we're lucky that we've got a few venues that do that as well. Why does it make it your favorite place though?
That was the first venue. Like when I first, well, I would have been like 18 and like the first like tour that I ever did was like going to Bunbury and playing a thing. And we thought we were like the biggest rock and roll stars ever, like music. There was no ceiling to get higher than that. That was it. Like you've gone to Bunbury from WA. That's a tour. And also like I hooked up with my now wife at the Prince of Wales. There's a lot of stories with that venue.
Oh my goodness. All of the goss.
Yeah.
So how did people used to pick up in the day? Because I don't know if it happens the same way anymore.
I don't think I should tell that story. But I can assure you that I was not the smooth pickup guy. That I'm very lucky to still be married.
Oh wow! I really feel like we're going to need to hear this story at some stage. Maybe I'll let you off the hook this time.
It'll be revealed at some point.
Okay.
I'll let her tell the story.
All right. Next time, I don't want to talk to you, Glenn. I would like to talk to your wife about this. So let her know. All right. Well, I have to say, you guys are all over the place at the moment. Like I mentioned, we're doing ticket giveaway because you're playing at Frio Prison in January, which is a really kind of kooky venue to play at. I haven't heard of too many gigs there. How did that come about?
I'm not too sure. I think it was one of those ones, like at this moment when everyone's telling us, oh, you can play a gig anywhere. I'm like, yeah, awesome. I don't care if it's a prison. I don't care if it's on a boat. We'll do it. But it seems like they're doing more and more shows there at the moment, which seems pretty cool.
That's really cool. So, yeah, two lucky Southwest listeners will be heading to see you guys perform at that. So that's very exciting. But this weekend alone, Saturday night, you're going to be on our telly for Channel 9's Good On Your Mate Rural Aid concert, teaming up with some of the biggest names in Australian music. Barnsley, Nat Bass, we've got Dami Im. I don't know, there's such a massive list. Who are you looking forward to hanging out with for the gig?
It'd be really nice to see Barnsley again. The last tour we did was supporting Chisel, and so it feels like a little bit of a return to normality. That was before all of this, all the whole COVID thing kind of really kicked off. And now it feels like, oh, and we're back. So that would be nice.
Full circle. What's it like to tour with Cold Chisel?
It is the greatest thing of all time. I mean, being such big fans, like they're one of those bands that you can hang like side of stage or jump into the crowd and like sing along with every track. It was one of the best experiences I've had in ages.
Oh, that's amazing. And then on Sunday night, ABC's got a new-ish TV music show, which is really good to have back on our screen. So you get to see the interviews, you get to hear all sorts of different music from all sorts of places across the state, and it's called The Sound, and you guys are on that on Sunday.
Yeah, that was really fun. We filmed it yesterday, and it was on we actually filmed it on a boat, which I didn't know was happening until we arrived on set. It's like, you guys are going to... You're spending the afternoon on a boat, which is a very nice way of spending the afternoon.
That's amazing. And a good little teaser of what we can expect. I mean, you guys are pretty, what would be the word? You all came in to hang out in a different radio studio about a year ago. And you guys are like, what's the word?
Might be drunk that you're...
No, you guys, it was early in the day. So it was breakfast. So you were sober. But it was like It was like a barrel of puppies or something. You guys are just so playful and rambunctious. You're hilarious to hang out with.
I think it happens when you have the band is like, because everyone's living in different states at the moment, we don't get to see each other very often. So when you do get to see each other, it's like, oh, you get so many stories. Everyone gets really excited and you G each other up. It is kind of fun. It is adorable. We are adorable now that you mention it. Yeah.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. When you guys all get together, you're adorable. Something that really did crack me up with the new single Weekend is Ian Kennedy in a party, in various party shirts, shall we say, and his black hat playing guitar on a beach in his skinny leg black jeans, like rolled up a tad with various Southwest and West Australian beachscapes in the background. He doesn't strike me as a guy that goes to the beach a lot.
Kenny's actually a fairly beachy dude, to be honest.
Like, he
surfs. Yeah, Kenny, Sparky and Bernie all surf. And Westy and I do not, but Kenny, that is actually his attire to go to the beach. I don't think anyone groomed him in any way. He just turned up on the camera just filming him.
Rocking it out in his skinny leg black jeans. Oh, it just made me giggle, but there you go. Kenny's a surfer. That makes a lot of sense. It's an awesome anthemic tune, especially for us West Aussies. You've dropped loads of local references. You've got bush chooks in the film clip. Everyone's on levers in the Southwest at the moment. I feel like they're going to be playing that nonstop. Have you had a good reception to it?
Yeah, it's been really good. Like, and like I said, like a lot of people have been calling out, going like, "Oh man, memories." And yeah, and levers was one of the ones that hit me pretty hard as well. But yeah, it's been really, really great to get the feedback from everyone.
What did you do for levers?
I went to Rottnest.
Did you?
And yeah, it was awesome. Went to Rottnest and ended up staying in Tentland and did the whole thing. It was great.
The thing that's struck a lot of people is Weekend. It's a really different sound for the Birds, but you guys don't like to keep things the same. You're always making us guess.
Yeah, honestly, it's such a different, it's such a change for us to release something like that. But it was kind of like the time to do it, where it's like, you know, like everyone we just want to have a little bit of fun for summer. I think we've possibly written enough divorce songs now. So like so it was time to do something a little bit happier, and like, yeah, it just felt right for everyone to do.
I mean, it's definitely a West Australian song for 2020. It's very sort of happy-go-lucky. You know, it is about being on the beach, being out with your mates, sort of forgetting the world. And I suppose with the year that it has been, we sort of have done that.
Yeah, very much so. Like, I know Kenny really wanted to approach it from a sense of escapism and like coming into the idea of like when this is all over, like, you know, being able to get away from everyone. And that's kind of what he channeled into the song lyrically. And I think that comes across pretty well. It's just like it's just something so different, and it's just a nice little kind of reset nearly for us.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. So I can't wait to see what's next. Weekend, it's not part of your album that you guys dropped at the start of the year. That one went straight to number one, and that was Human Design.
Yeah.
The thing that struck me about Human Design was that it was all about this emotional vulnerability. Like you said, there was a lot of songs on there about divorce and, you know, getting back on track and things like that. But the emotional vulnerability, and it really sums up, I think, a lot of what people have gone through with 2020.
It was. And that album in particular, for everyone in the band, like, we really wanted to put like that human connection at the forefront of the creation of it. So that was, our whole mantra around it was like, this has to be the truth. Like, we just want to write the truth. We want to create sounds and chord sequences and lyrics that are all about the truth. So when you feel hurt, you can express that to everyone else, like in a different conversation other than just chatting to people. And that was where we were heading with that album. I think I'm really, really proud of what we did with that body of work.
Well, it's good to hear that, because you've got to have pride in your work. Speaking of pride, I'm pretty proud of myself for wearing a moustache for the entire month of November publicly and in the studio. You're currently talking to a moustache woman, and I suppose it's a less...
I have so many questions. Like, are you wearing a moustache? What is it made of?
It's a fake moustache. It's called the Scoundrel. And it's
okay, cool.
Far less sophisticated way of talking about people's emotions than Human Design was. But it is about, you know, getting blokes to look at their health for November, to talk about their mental health. And I think with what you've just said there about what you wanted to pour into that album is why people connect so incredibly when they're going through tough times or good times through music. It is an artwork that we can just sort of pour our hearts into into your eloquence, I suppose.
No, that's exactly it. And I think pop music and pop music in particular is such an immediate, visceral form of art. You immediately connect with it, and that is what it is. So when you've got someone singing about the roughest time he's ever had in his life, you can kind of immediately connect and go like, oh, I've been through that. Like, I'm not alone. And those kind of things like really come through.
Yeah, and I think sometimes as well with music, you can evolve with it. So you could hear a song and you liked it 5-6 years ago when it came out, but then you go through something in your life and you listen to it again and you're like, oh, that's gone a whole other level for me today. Like Foo Fighters, Times Like These has really done that for me this year.
Oh, wow. Actually, yeah. The second you said Foo Fighters, Times Like These, like, yeah, that'll totally get a playing tonight. And I'll be like, this means something completely different to what it did a few years ago. Yeah, you're 100% right. Like, just because you've been through, something so unique. Not unique, but, like, we've been through this year, this 2020 year. That song's going to mean something totally different than it did last year.
Yeah. And look, 2020, at the start of it all, it was super dire for the arts, for music, for touring, for acts, for especially the smaller bands that, you know, have just managed to get themselves to be able to be full-time musicians on stage and then had it all torn out from underneath them. We are rebuilding. But at the start of it all, I did say we might see a bit of a cultural renaissance for Australian bands and Australian music throughout this, because we're obviously not going to get those international big touring acts. Do you guys think, because you guys are at the top of the game here in Australia, is that the sort of feel you guys have had this year?
I'd be really hoping, like, to be honest, like, everyone's just been there. We've been in the same boat as everyone else. We've been kind of like stressed about what's happening next. You know, are we going to be able to continue doing this kind of thing? But we just threw ourselves into writing more music. So it's at the moment, like, our focus is like, oh, awesome, we've got the orchestral tour coming back next year. And then our manager will kind of let us know where we sit in the scheme of things with everything else. Like, I'm kind of skirting around the question by saying, I don't really know.
Yeah, well, that's it. But, you're on our telly 2 times this weekend. You're touring, you're playing at Frio, you're doing the orchestral tour. I mean, it seems like there is a lot going on for Aussie artists. So hopefully...
I think everyone's hopeful and, like, hopefully optimistic at this point, where it's just like, yeah, stuff is coming back. It feels like everyone's chatting again, and it feels like there's a bit of momentum behind things again.
Well, Glenn, it has been absolutely lovely chatting to you. I will get that story about the Prince of Wales and you meeting your wife. It's one day, and I know you're moving back to West next week, so good luck with the move, and if you're ever in the Southwest, we'll show you where the best beaches are.
Amazing. Thanks so much.